Good morning, family. I like it, Braxton. All right, I have a couple announcements today. Today, after service, we are having a pizza party to celebrate Cindy and hopefully not cry and all that stuff. It's her last Sunday with us, so please stay after service for the pizza party. June 17th. Is the ladies' breakfast. You will read in your announcements that it has been postponed, but it's not. That was just a, you know, to see if you're paying attention. No, Tammy had some scheduling things, but it is still next Saturday at 9 a.m., I think. So please, please, please come, ladies, and enjoy some fun fellowship. June 19th, Monday. The Fresh Food Day of Hope. Lorene has let me know that she is in desperate need of help that day. We have a few people that are unable to be there, so if you would please come and help, that would be greatly appreciated. That is here Monday at 2 p.m. Kids, I got the signs. A big thank you to Terry Lape for making our float signs. So if you would like to take a sign home and decorate it for the float, please let me know, okay? I'll send it home with you today. All right. Okay. Wait, I had one more. Nope, I got it all. All right, so it is time now to check in. And we would like for everyone to check in. If you go to your text screen and type in the church's number, 517-522-4062, and then just send the word check. It should pop up a screen that you can check everybody in. Okay. And if you have any problems with that, please see me or Brock. We can help. I'm looking at all these cute smiley faces up here. I'm waiting. Aunt Jan, you're it. Everything.
Right. Good morning. It's good to see everybody here this morning. You guys going to help Bonnie? Is that what you're up front for? Moral support. Good deal. I'm glad to hear it. How about prayer requests this morning? Or praises. We take praises. I don't know how to write that down.
Oh, no. They donated his car, his body.
Okay.
For organs. His organs.
Okay.
All right. He got a letter from a lady that got his kidneys. And she was very pleased to get it and wanted to thank her because they didn't have one in sight for her. And she thought she was not going to be able to have it. She's young. She's got kids.
Okay.
And she was just grateful.
Yeah.
And it made Shelly feel pretty good about
good.
It. Good. So, but then the same note, Mike's now in a rehab, and I don't know how long he'll be there. That's her husband.
I think we're related somewhere along the way, but anyway. Anybody else? Cindy?
Sick, and it's concerning me a bit.
Sandy. We do love you. Jan. I want to let you know, well, I'm going to let Terry let you know what's going on next with him. So you're up, Terry. What's going on?
Good and I was going last week, going to my appointment, and they canceled it. Because my kidneys, the points of my kidneys were down, so they said I had to wait till see a specialist. So I was going in Tuesday for my C scan. And after that, we'll go to a specialist about my kidneys.
So keep that in prayer as well. Anybody else? Lorraine?
Lindsay's asking for prayer for a gal, a client of hers by the name of Babe. She's feeling very weak these days. She's 103 and knows the Lord, but is not ready to go quite yet. So she.
What's her name?
Babe.
Babe?
She's asking for prayers for strength.
Anybody else this morning? Barb? Anybody else? Glenda.
My daughter Carrie is just having a really hard time. We all are, but she seems just not handling it all right now. We have just lost her daughter, so just prayers, extra prayers for her and the family.
Okay. Anyone else before we go to the throne? Let's go to prayer. Father God, as we bow before you this day, Lord, we recognize you as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We recognize you as the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, that you had a purpose from the very beginning for each and every one of us, Lord. And we praise you and thank you for how you guide and direct us. We praise you and thank you for an opportunity to have the freedom to be here today, to worship you, to listen to a message to stir us on. I thank you and praise you for these guys, these little guys up front here, what you're doing in their lives, Lord, and how Bonnie stirs them and how they encourage her and the rest of us as well. Father God, as we bow before you, I pray that you search our hearts today for anything that doesn't bring you glory, anything that gets in the way of our relationship with you, because we want to be pure before you, so that you hear these prayers as we lift them up to you. Lord, there's many that are hurting due to illness, due to losing someone. We think of Tammy and her husband and how they just lost the Aunt Chris that we'd been praying for so long, Lord. We thank you because sometimes going home is that healing that we'd been praying for. So I just pray that you would comfort them in the days to come. We continue to pray for Carrie and Glenda and Ralph and Missy and all their families, Lord, as they mourn the loss of Delaney. Lord, we just ask that you'd wrap your arms around them, that you would support them, that you would encourage them and love them, Lord, through this. Your word says, have mercy on them, Lord. Hide them in the shadow of your wings until the disaster is past, Lord. We praise you and thank you. Some of us on the other side of that grief know full well what you can do for all, each and every one of us, and you are not a respecter of persons, so we know that you hear our cry for them as well. We think of Mike and his wife, I can't think of her name, but you know who she is, Shelly, that just lost their son, and how you blessed this other person through a donation of a kidney, Lord. So we thank you and praise you through all the ups and downs. We thank you and praise you that Barb felt the nudge to go see her niece, Tina, and that it was right at the right time, as you do so many times, Lord. And we praise you and thank you that something awful was stopped in that, that a nurse was able to come in and administer to her before it got any worse. Lord, we continue to pray for Tina that you'd give her strength to pull up from all that, and that she would one day stand and give you praise as we do, Lord. We have so many prayer requests. We pray for Terry as he goes in Tuesday for that test. And, Lord, we know you as healer. We've seen you do it before. And so we are going to ask, Lord, once again that you touch him and that you would heal him through all of this. And we will give you praise and honor and glory. Lord, we pray for safe travels for Cindy, and we pray for her kids as they come in. Lord, I even want to pray for those cats, because that's been troubling me, how you're going to get her cats from where they are now to Colorado. And yet I know, Lord, that you give others wisdom to help make that possible, Lord. Help to quiet them and be able to, Cindy can have a safe and a enjoyable trip as she moves out there, Lord. We're going to miss her. You know that. But, Lord, we praise you and thank you for what her and John have done here. They've worked in many ministries with us, for us. And so we pray your blessings upon her, Lord. And we don't say goodbye. We'll see her. But we thank you and praise you, Lord, that you answered prayers that she can be with her family. And so we praise you for that, Lord. We pray for Lindsay's friend, Babe. We pray for strength. We pray that if she doesn't know you as her personal Savior, that she will come to know you, and that Lindsay would have that honor to be able to pray with her and help her to have that relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, we just praise you and thank you for what you're going to do in the graduates this year. We think of Luke as he's making a decision. He's going to go in the fall to college, Lord, to become a teacher, and we praise you and thank you for that. We praise you and thank you for all the graduates. I pray for wisdom and strength and to know what's next step, Lord. We pray for Jamie and her family as they come back, and we ask you to watch over them and travel mercies for them as well. Now, Lord, we pray that through the worship that we would bring you honor and glory, that we would your word tells us you inhabit the praises of your people, and so that's what we're going to do, Lord. We're going to praise you this morning. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, please stand and sing with us. Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil why we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with love, like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now.
Streets and lands.
build your kingdom here. Let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand. Heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire. Win this nation back. Change the atmosphere. Build your kingdom. Oh, that's such a good song. I praise God for songs written like that. That just, there it is. Okay. Get it. The day is brighter here with you. The night is lighter than it would lead me to believe, which leads me to believe. You make everything glorious. You make everything glorious.
To prepare. So this is, I kind of want to
we're going to include the kids in this today. So stewardship is being responsible and wise with what God gives us. He's given us time. He's given us talents. He's given us gifts, money, our possessions. And we are called to use those things wisely. And so since this is Children's, I think, Day, right, Bonnie? Children's Day? We wanted to focus on the kids and maybe something that you could do. You might be able to share part of your allowance and share that with God in the offering. You might be able to even go through your toy box and your clothes. Maybe there's things you don't play with anymore. Maybe there's clothes you can't wear anymore. Those could be donated to the Copper Nail. They could be maybe given to a family that needs clothes or certain toys. Those are ways that you can help. And I was going to add this caveat, with your parents' permission, of course. Don't be like, say, no, I'm going to give this away, and get your parents' permission first. And then one of our little guys this morning, we were practicing doing the offering. One of our little guys was like, didn't know what goes in these plates. What goes in these plates down here? Do you guys know? What do we put in these gold plates?
Money.
Travis. Money. We put money in there. And so in a minute, we're going to get ready to pass those around. And do any of you know how that money might be used? What do we do with that money? Do you know? Do you have any idea? Some of it does go to other people that are in need. Yeah. Yep. Missionaries, people in need, and just some other things that maybe you don't even know, but like we have to have the yard mowed. We have to have the snow plowed. We have the church cleaned once a week. We have to pay for the lights. We have to pay for the heating and air conditioning. And we pay our pastor. And the missionaries, you mentioned that, helping those that maybe can't pay certain bills or they need food. So that's what we can do with this money. And we are just giving back to God what he has already given us. And I wanted to read a verse real quick. Sorry, everything's like on my phone. Some of you can relate, probably not all of you. I wanted to share... The other thing that God wants us to do is be a cheerful giver. So from 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 and 7. Now remember, this is from the Amplified Version, by the way. He who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows generously, that blessings may come to others, will reap generously and be blessed. Let each one, Let each one give thoughtfully and with purpose, just as he has decided in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver and delights in the one whose heart is in his gift. And with that, we want to have our ushers come forward. So can we get our ushers for today? Adults, help them if you see they're struggling at all with this. We practiced a little bit. Okay, I'm going to pray real quick, and then they can start. Dear God, we thank you so much for what you've given us. Help us to give back and be obedient to you to give back a portion of what you've asked us to give so that it may be a blessing to others and to us. God, you are so faithful to us, and you always provide. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay.
All right, please stand and sing with us. We're going to sing In Christ Alone. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my life, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled and striving cease. My comforter, satisfied. Finish by singing Jesus Messiah. For this family, and thank you for every good and perfect gift that comes from your hand, and stay with us as we go from here, and to represent you, shine that light, and live for you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Go, have peace.